Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to the director of Habitat for Humanity of Marion County, Robin Falscraft, as she recaps 2019 and looks ahead to 2020. Habitat for Humanity of Marion County, as we go year in review for 2019. 2019, a big year, always a big year with Habitat for Humanity, but in 2019, obviously, some big movements going on, a house being built, some awarding of housing to a woman that really needs it. I guess I'll just let you go, Robin, with talk about 2019. What exactly are some of the things that went on in 2019 that Habitat for Humanity is very proud of and the people should really know about?
We're so excited now through 2019. I think we're on number 4 or 5 houses we've moved, which was fairly a new program from Habitat. We have 5 in progress across Marion County right now. Really great homeowners going into our homes. We're proud of that. We have a great story in Pleasantville. Young mother with 4 children, a widow, and we are excited to build for her, and we haven't been in Pleasantville for quite a while. So we've also been doing quite a few critical home repairs, replacing roofs, replacing windows, helping people with emergency repair. So we've been busy.
You know, when it comes to this, and I know you mentioned Cheyenne with the house in Pleasantville, very great opportunity in that, I guess, for you in that situation, that house being built right now. Give us an update, if you can, as where that house is right now.
That's our first house that we're working on in a program with the Pleasantville High School. So that's fun. That's been a great group that's working with actually Cheyenne's father-in-law, Troy Downing. David's father, is doing the project management of that. So he's driving that project. So that's been very good for all of us. Her house is coming good. It's getting the roof this week, and then we'll have it enclosed and we'll be hammering that out. We think she'll be in sometime this spring or early summer.
Now, also when it comes to that, when it comes to that house, but not just all the stuff that Habitat does around Marion County, I know you're obviously always looking for volunteers and looking for those people, especially the guys hitting those boards, nailing stuff. You got the school you talked about in Pleasantville. So I guess when it comes to that going forward, what do people need to do here that, I say they don't got nothing to do, but if they want to help out with Habitat and want to be a part of that and really help out with families getting them homes they need, how do they volunteer? How do they help?
If they call our office in Knoxville, we will take volunteers, and it can be any skill level. If you have no construction experience, no desire to do construction, heck, we take people that'll make lunch or bring cookies or, you know, even just hop in and ask people what they need. So I really think that Habitat can find a place for just about anybody. But I will tell you, lately we've been having businesses. Weiler brought a group out. 3M's brought a group out. Vermeer built our house in Pella, almost strictly Vermeer employees. It's been good for the businesses too, and team building. And so there's a win across the board for volunteers. So I would encourage anybody who says, hey, I'd like to try it. Last week we had a young lady from 3M who said after a day of volunteering, she felt like she could build a house. So we're excited about that.
Now also moving forward, it's not just going into 2020, it's a new decade.
Yeah.
And obviously this last decade and this last year has been very big here with Habitat for Humanity. Obviously you had the 50th home recently, a couple of years ago with that one, and continuing to progress here in Marion County. 2020 and beyond, is there anything on the horizon that you're really excited for?
I'm really excited that we're getting some great homeowners in our homes. I'm excited that we've built up the critical home repair project. And people sometimes don't realize that you don't have to lose your home because you can't put a roof on it. You know, we do have parameters that people have to meet. We can't do it just because we like somebody and we want to do it. But when people meet that criteria, it's awesome to say, hey, listen, we can save your home. We can give you another 10 years there. So we're excited about that. We've partnered. We've got some great grants we're getting, working with the federal government, working with the Iowa Finance Authority. And again, our critical home repair program, I just see getting bigger. So we're busy, and it's a good busy.
Now, also now going forward as well, when you have more projects and you have more housing, what do people have to do to apply? Because I know when it comes to it, I'll say this, I feel like there's this stigma where people are going, oh, you've said this before, there's people more deserving than me. And they don't realize that maybe they could be the homeowner or could really fit the parameters that you guys would like to see and help out when it comes to families getting housing. So I guess when it comes to it, again, What do people got to do to get a house?
The perfect candidate for us has to be somebody with some income, because we have a payment. You make an interest-free payment on the house, but you make an affordable payment. It has to be somebody who is willing to work. 250 or 300 hours of sweat equity is a big deal. But if you're ready to do that work, if you're ready to take on the responsibility of homeownership, I would say call here. The worst thing you're going to be told is you don't make enough or you make too much. But our criteria is pretty high income. I mean, it's not zero income. That doesn't work. So a lot of times people think somebody deserves it more, when in actuality, sometimes those are our perfect homeowners.
Now, when it comes to 2020, is there any last words or any thought process, like maybe a motivation for 2020, words you can say that you want to remember going forward?
I want people to realize that Habitat for Humanity is not for housing homeless people. Habitat for Humanity is helping people get a hand up to say to some people, hey, you know, maybe you didn't have as good a credit because you made a mistake, or maybe you've lost a home 5 years ago or 10 years ago and you didn't see homeownership in your future. That's what we're for. And really, truly, we are putting decent, affordable housing in Marion County. And there's not a lot of affordable housing, and we can do it.
Thanks to Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Marion County, Robin Falscraft, for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcast.